Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I've had better nights, that's for sure. Thursday was a lot of fun. Friday, not so much. I guess on a positive note, my NBA prop bet show won for the 13th consecutive day, going 5-2 on the card. So that's a good thing. But on this podcast, not so good. So let's recap the losing card for you. We'll start with Mac Daddy Hoops plays of the day. Heartbreak Hotel in the first one. We had Marist minus the 7 on the road at Manhattan. Marist is at the line, up 8 in the closing seconds. They make 1 of 2 to go up 9. Well, at least it's not the 3 to beat me. It's the deuce to push it. No foul after that. Marist wins by 7, and we push the wager. Then we had Niagara minus the 1.5 on the road at Canisius, and the Golden Griffs came to play. Oh, it didn't work out there as we lost that ticket. I think Mac Daddy Hoops hit the rest of his plays, but it's always tough to identify those top plays. I can relate with my prop bet card on Friday. I went 5-2, but my absolute best bet, yeah, it lost. It happens, of course. My college basketball handicap on Friday goes 2-2. I get the Big Red of Cornell home, minus the 1.5. They rally to get the job done against Yale, and I cash the ticket. Then thank you to Tyler on Twitter. He pushed me towards Nevada, and the Wolfpack put together a solid second half at San Jose State. They win by 20+, and I cash the minus 9.5. Heartbreak Hotel for me in the horizon. I had Milwaukee plus the 3.5 at home against Youngstown. And I cheer for Milwaukee for 39 minutes and 55 seconds. But in the closing seconds, I'm pulling for Youngstown. It's a tie basketball game. The Penguins have the ball. I don't care if it's a 2 or a 3. Just be a buzzer beater. Let me lose this in regulation. I have the plus 3.5. No, it goes to overtime. Then Milwaukee's down 4. Less than 6 seconds to go. I make a bucket here, maybe avoid the foul game. Things could happen. I could still cash the ticket. Get a bucket, though, and I'm covering at least. They miss the shot. They get the rebound. They miss the shot. They get the rebound. They miss the shot again. Clock runs out. Oh, they lose by 4, and I lose by the 0.5 point. Oh, overtime. Worked for me finally on Thursday. Back to normal on Friday. Losing another heartbreaker. Then Green Bay, I don't know what to say about this play. At least it only counts once, but, well, I guess it counts twice. He also backed it on Twitter. The Phoenix no-showed in a big game on Friday. They absolutely get destroyed. Terrible play on my part. I lose 2 units on the Phoenix. Coin flips didn't go my way either. I had the Raptors and the Hawks over the 245. Finishes at 244, and I lose the ticket. NHL, I had the Jets and the Blackhawks over the 5.5. Finishes 3-2, and I lose that ticket. So that's the past. Let's get to the card for Saturday. Before we get to the card, though, let's start with your trivia question. I almost bet this game, and I don't know if I should. Well, maybe I should still, but I didn't. It's DePaul and Georgetown meeting today in the Big East. The teams are a combined 0-29 in the Big East when not playing each other this year. Georgetown is 1-14 on the season because they beat DePaul in the first meeting. So here's your question. When is the last time one of these programs finished above 500 in the Big East? That answer is coming up shortly. But now let's get to the card for Saturday, and we start in the Summit League. It's North Dakota State minus the 1.5 against North Dakota. So I cashed in North Dakota State on Thursday when they beat St. Thomas by double digits, and now they'll have their arch rival in the house, and that just happens to also be the league leader this year. So the juices will be jacked up today. North Dakota won the first meeting, 60-58, back on February the 3rd. North Dakota State started conference play not good. They gave up 96, 91, 91, and 96 in their first 4 games of January. Very uncharacteristic of a Dave Richmond coach team. On Thursday, They held the high-scoring St. Thomas Tommies to just 50 points. Now the Bison rank fourth on defense in the conference, and things are starting to click. Meanwhile, North Dakota, well, they're having a Cinderella season. They're 9-4 in the Summit after an 0-3 start in league play. They rank fifth on both ends of the floor, but this will be the biggest crowd in years at the Shack on Saturday. The Bison are out for revenge, and I expect them to get it. The Thundering Herd, I'll take North Dakota State, minus the 1.5, at home over North Dakota. Next up on the card, we go to the Atlantic 10. It's Loyola of Chicago, minus the 3.5 against George Mason. So both teams are riding high coming into this one. George Mason has won three consecutive games, including the monster win over Dayton on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Loyola of Chicago has won six straight basketball games, including a win at George Mason by six in the first meeting. Don't look now, but the Ramblers are tied for first at 11-2 in the A-10. They have the number two defense in the conference, and they have the 68th best home court edge in the country. George Mason ranks number three on offense, number nine on defense. The Patriots are 4-5 on the road. The Ramblers are 12-2 at home. Give me the home team at this price. I'm on Loyola of Chicago, minus the 3.5 against George Mason. Next up on the card, can I get a road winner in the Mountain West Conference? Well, if you don't first succeed, you try again. I failed with San Diego State earlier this week. I'm coming back with Colorado State today. It's the Rams plus the 1.5 on the road at UNLV. So Colorado State is ranked, and yet they are currently 7th in the Mountain West Conference at 8-6. That's how deep and good this league is. The Rams are 14-1 at home, but just 3-6 on the road. UNLV is 8-5 in the conference. They're 8-4 at home this season. The Rams won the first meeting over the Runnin' Rebels in a good one, 78-75. UNLV has won 6 of 7 games. They have wins this year over Creighton, Boise State, Akron, and a pair of wins over New Mexico. The Runnin' Rebels are ranked 4th on offense, 7th on defense. But now let's talk about the Rams. 20-7 overall. They have 10 top 100 wins, including Creighton, San Diego State, and New Mexico. This team is just 1-6 on the road in conference, winning at Fresno State, but they played New Mexico tough this week, losing by 2. They lost at Utah State by 5. They lost at Boise State by 7. So the Rams are knocking on the door. I know no one seems to win on the road in the Mountain West, but this is a top 40 team in the nation on both ends of the floor. It's the number two defense in the Mountain West Conference. I think Coach Nico will finally get that big win on the road that he needs in Las Vegas. I'm on Colorado State plus the 1.5 on the road at UNLV. Next up on the card, we go to the Big Sky. It's Weber State minus the 3 at Idaho State. So it's revenge time for the Wildcats. Weber State has won 6 consecutive games since losing by 10 to Idaho State at home. Weber State is number 2 on defense, number 4 on offense. They're 18-9 overall. They're 9-5 of the Big Sky Conference. They have a road win at St. Mary's this year. That's one of the best in the conference, that's for sure. They beat Yale on a neutral floor. They won at Wyoming. They won at Oral Roberts. And they've won their last 4 conference road games. That's not a bad resume. Meanwhile, the Bengals of Idaho State have lost 2 straight. They've lost 3 conference home games this season. Weber State is their lone top 200 win. So I'm going to lay the points here with the road team tonight. Give me Weber State minus the 3 on the road at Idaho State.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up on the card, we go to the bonus bets. We start in the American. It's Charlotte minus the 1.5 at Tulsa. So the 49ers finally ran into that Memphis team that I've been waiting to see. Unfortunately for me, I was on the sideline, didn't have any money on it, so I didn't profit. Charlotte is 11-3 in the American. Their losses have been at SMU, South Florida, and Memphis, all top five teams. Tulsa, meanwhile, they're 4-10 in the American. They are 12-4 at home, but they rank 11th on defense and 12th on offense in conference. They've lost 5 of 6 games. Meanwhile, Charlotte is a balanced team, 5th best on both ends of the floor. They have 4 conference road wins already. Tulsa's a tough place to play, but I'm going to lay the points in a bounce-back spot. Give me the 49ers of Charlotte, minus the 1.5 on the road at Tulsa. Next up on the card, another road team, this time around in the Big Sky again. It's Eastern Washington, plus the 1.5 at Northern Colorado. So I guess I have no fear betting road teams in the Big Sky on Saturday. The Eagles of Eastern Washington are 17-10. They're 11-3 in the conference, but they've lost back-to-back games. They lost to Weber State by 6 last weekend, and they lost by 7 at Northern Arizona on Thursday. The Eagles are number 2 on defense, number 1 on offense. They won a battle in the first meeting by 3. Northern Colorado, on the other hand, is 17-10 on the season. They're 10-4 in the Big Sky. Only Weber State and Colorado State have been able to win in this building this season. The Bears are number 1 on offense. They can score, but they're number 6 on defense. This should be a good one, but I like the Eagles' losing streak to end at 2. So give me the road team, plus the points here. I'm on Eastern Washington, plus the 1.5 at Northern Colorado. Next up on the card, it's finally a home team. We go to the Big South. It's UNC Asheville, minus the 4, against Gardner-Webb. So the Bulldogs had their 5-game winning streak end on Wednesday, losing by 5 at Longwood. Now they return home to host the team that beat them prior to that. Gardner-Webb won the first meeting, 80-73. The running Bulldogs are 8-5 of the Big South. They're 4-2 in conference away from home. They rank number 3 on defense, number 6 on offense. UNC Asheville is 11-3 in the conference, undefeated at home in conference play. The Bulldogs have 7 top 200 wins this season, including a win over number 83, Appalachian State, this year. They rank number 1 on defense, number 2 on offense. Expect the Bulldogs to bounce back and take care of business today. So give me UNC Asheville and Mr. Pember, minus the 4 against Gardner-Webb. Next up on the card, we go to the Big 12. Oh boy, here we go. It's another round of bedlam. It's Oklahoma, plus the 1.5 at Oklahoma State. So things I didn't expect to say. Oklahoma State is coming in off of back-to-back wins over BYU and Cincinnati. Meanwhile, Oklahoma enters this one coming off of back-to-back losses to Baylor and Kansas. If you like the Cowboys tonight, yeah, several good reasons. They're hosting an arch rival at home. The last meeting before OU bolts to the SEC. Oklahoma State played OU tough a couple weeks ago, losing by 4 on the road. The Cowboys have actually won 3 consecutive games at home. I can see both sides of this handicap. Oklahoma State, are they good enough or consistent enough to win 3 straight basketball games? I'm not sure about that. I think Oklahoma has the talent edge. They have 6 top 100 wins this season versus only 3 for Oklahoma State. The Cowboys have lost 5 home games this season, including 1 to Abilene Christian. Oklahoma has won at Kansas State and Cincinnati this season. So give me Porter Mosier and the Sooners today. I'm on Oklahoma, plus the 1.5 on the road at Oklahoma State. Next up on the card for you, we go to the ACC. It's Pittsburgh, minus the 2.5 against Virginia Tech, as my voice is ready to crack. Pittsburgh had their 5-game winning streak end on Tuesday, losing in ugly fashion, 91-58 at Wake Forest. One game, though, you just need to shake it off. The Panthers have lost 5 of their 9 games this year at home, so that is a concern. Virginia Tech is coming in with the opposite type of performance. They destroyed Virginia and me on Monday, 75-41. I will not soon forget that. The Hokies have lost three straight away from home, including an 8-point loss at Notre Dame. So that's not good for them. The teams are similar. Both rank in the top half of the conference on offense. Both teams rank in the bottom half of the conference on defense. I tend to like these spots for the script to flip from earlier in the week. No overreaction to just one game. I'm going to lay the points with the home team here. Give me the Panthers of Pittsburgh minus the 2.5 against Virginia. Virginia Tech. Yes, I'm struggling to read my script. There you go. Coin flips. Let's get there before I fall asleep. NBA. I selected the Boston Celtics at the New York Knicks. Total of 223. Heads it is. I'm on the over 223 between the Celtics and the Knicks. Then on the frozen pond, I selected the St. Louis Blues at the Detroit Red Wings. Total of 6.5. Tails it is. I'm on the under 6.5 between the Blues and the Red Wings. Then your trivia answer. Georgetown finished 12-6 in the Big East back in 2015 under John Thompson III. DePaul last had a winning Big East season in 2007 when Jerry Wainwright led the Blue Demons to a 9-7 record. By the way, that's DePaul's only winning record in conference play since joining the Big East. So now let's recap my card for Saturday as I struggle to keep my voice. In the Summit, I'm on North Dakota State, minus the 1.5 against North Dakota. In the A-10, I'm on Loyola of Chicago, minus the 3.5 against George Mason. In the Mountain West, I'm on Colorado State, plus the 1.5 at UNLV. In the Big Sky, I like Weber State, minus the 3 at Idaho State. In the American, I'm on Charlotte, minus the 1.5 at Tulsa. In the Big Sky, I'm on Eastern Washington, plus the 1.5 at Northern Colorado. In the Big South, I'm on UNC Asheville, minus the 4 against Gardner-Webb. In the Big 12, I'm on Oklahoma, plus the 1.5 at Oklahoma State. In the ACC, I'm on Pittsburgh, minus the 2.5 against Virginia Tech. Coin flips, Celtics and the Knicks over the 223, Blues and Red Wings under the 6.5. So that's my card for a Saturday. Will it be a good day? Well, we'll find out. Enjoy the games, everyone. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.